Alan, a very good win considering the conditions.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those games, the conditions, the team you're playing, the circumstances in which you're playing to that team where they, you know, they, for all intents and purposes, are down, so they've got nothing to lose. I talked to you the other day about it, that fearlessness, you know, that they're just going to go out and give it everything. And so it was a question of a good test of character for the lads. They could make it as easy or as difficult as they wanted, really, depending on how they started. So we demanded good character, we demanded good attitude, and we got that. First half, I thought they were excellent. Not easy because of the conditions with the pitch, but when they did move it, and they moved it well, they passed the ball, they switched it. When they did it with a bit of quality, it really opened them up, and we created chances. And to be fair, I think we were good value for that at half time, you know.
Very clinical finishing, wasn't it? I think there was just six chances in the first half and five of them ended up in the back of the net.
Yeah, well, it's good. I mean, that's great. I mean, if you're creating chances and scoring them, you know, usually you would create five or six, maybe score one or two, you know. We're scoring five, which is great. And that's what you want. You've got to convert your chances, because you might get a game where you only create one or two, and if you can convert them, if you've got a good high ratio of converting, then that's fantastic. But they were really good goals, to be honest. Really good goals, really good finishes, confident finishes. They needed to be clinical. It needed to be of a high standard, because it wasn't easy on that pitch. I think that pitch made it difficult, so they had to be right on it. They had to really focus and concentrate on the technique when they were doing certain things, because if they didn't, then it would be, it could bobble up, it could, you know, they could slip, they could lose the footing, that sort of thing. So I think they had to be focused, and they did that. Half-time was an easy team talk, but it was, you know, more of the same. If we see it drop, then we won't be happy. And we made a couple of changes, which were good, because we were allowed to rest some of the players. But to be fair, the lads kept the foot down and they kept creating chances. And I think they probably created more chances than they did in the first half, just didn't convert them.
Could have easily reached double figures, but their keeper pulled off some cracking saves, didn't he?
Yeah, he did make some good saves. I was talking to the guy upstairs at after the game, and he was saying he's a good young lad. I think he was at Forest or something, Nottingham Forest as a young lad. Got released and came to them and has been playing. And he's been putting on a bit of weight and growing up, and he still feels as if he's a young lad, and he still thinks he needs to grow up physically. But yeah, he said he's decent, and he'll probably get a move. He might not be there next year. I think he might go either stay in this league or perhaps a league higher.
Only one defeat in 10 though for Darlow, not bad going.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, for the last, I had this conversation with you the other day, where for the last however many weeks we've been in the top three of the form league, you know, you look every week, the form league top, who's top of the form league? We are second or third. We have been for the last 6 or 7 or 8 weeks. That's, I think, is it six wins, three draws and a loss?
In 10.
Yeah, one loss in 10 games.
You know, only 2 points off the playoffs, mind.
Well, that's a silly thing. I mean, you look, obviously Spennymoor have got seven games in hand, or six games in hand, or whatever it is, but we're 2 points off Spennymoor. That's the reality. They have got to win. They lost today. They could lose the next game. They could lose the next game. You know, it could happen. And then it's all of a sudden, well, we're only 2 points behind Spenny and they've only got three games in hand. You know what I mean? It's still a lot, but it's one of those things, you know, all we can do is put in performances like that, be professional, give it our 100%, be clinical in both boxes, get the results, get the 3 points. That's all we can do. That's all we're in control of. The rest of the teams look after themselves, and then, you know, maybe in another couple of two or three games time, we look at the league and see where we're at, if we've had a couple of results that we want. That's all you can do. There's no point in overthinking it, predicting, wondering, dreaming. There's no point in doing that. It's one game at a time. Focus on what we can affect. Let everyone else deal with what they can affect. And who knows what will happen with a few games to go.